Let us turn to our Bibles again, the next Psalm, Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And there is God speaking to us again. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy sight, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, and therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Congregation, I would like to meditate this afternoon, in particular on verse 4 of Psalm 91. 91, verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Till so far the reading of our text. Above my sermon, as a theme I wrote this afternoon, faith presented under the image of taking refuge under God's wings. Faith presented under the image of taking refuge under God's wings. Three thoughts. First, I would like to speak about God's wings. Secondly, to speak about hiding under those wings. And in the third place, who may take shelter there? Faith presented under the image of taking refuge under God's wings. God's wings, hiding under God's wings, and thirdly, who may take shelter there? The people, this afternoon, we speak about faith. Faith. Children, and what's faith that will we think about this afternoon, what it means, faith. And I will ask you, do you have faith? And there are only two answers possible. Yes or no. There is not a third way. Or you are saved by faith, united with Christ. Your sins are forgiven and on the way to heaven. Or without faith, you are still in the power of sin and Satan, on the way to an eternal damnation. Our dear congregation, this is the reality of Scripture. There is not a third way. And therefore it is an important topic on which we have to deal this afternoon from Scriptures. Faith. What is faith? And where you can find the hiding place of God. And so we have read verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And in the first place, I would like to explain this image, God's wings, because this is the shelter, the hiding place, the wings of God. When I am by true saving faith are redeemed, I am under God's wings. I am in a saving place, or as you can find in the first verse of this psalm, the secret place of the Most High, or the shadow of the Almighty. They are all images of the same fact. And children, why we need a shelter? Why we need a hiding place? You can find several answers in this psalm. We can find several images in this psalm. Why it is necessary to take refuge under God's wings. There are some images. For example, there are times of danger, epidemics, war. You can find it in verse 3, for example. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Or in verse 6, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. To take refuge with all our physical and temporal needs. But there are also images in this psalm speaking about the character of sin and evil. For example, you can find it in verse 13, where we can read about a young lion or an adder, and our children can imagine it. A lion or a snake can hit you unexpectedly. From one moment to the other moment, you can be overwhelmed. Sin, a mighty power. And this is also in this psalm, the supremacy of sin. Who can overcome a lion? Our children, you can imagine that. When you will see this afternoon a lion in church, who can fight against a lion? Who can overcome a lion? Nobody. And another image we can find in this psalm is that evil and sin are continually threatening us. I read it already, verse 13. But you can see it also in verse 5 and 6. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, night, day, for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 24 hours a day, sin and evil is attacking us. Did you discover it? Did you discover this reality in your own life? My dear young people, did you experience the power of sin? Or don't you fight against sin? Oh, who's starting fighting against sin will discover the power of sin, the reality of sin, and my own weakness. People of God, did you discover this reality? The necessity of a hiding place. Sin, evil. But I have to go a little bit further in that. Why? Sin. Sin is against God's holy law. Sin is always sin against God. The little sin, children, that one thought in my mind, the bad thought about my girlfriend or my father or my mother, that one bad thought, we hit God, attacking God, my sins, that little sin, dishonoring God, you know. And what happens? Sins against God are sins against God's law. God reveals himself in his holy law. And every sin, the law is condemning me. Did you discover this reality? This is a reality. And by nature, we have to say with Psalm 51, I'm born in evil. I'm born in sin. This is the reality. Everything what is without faith is sin. Oh, do we realize, congregation, the reality of God's holy wrath? We read it. Your elder read it from Psalm 90. And it is so true when Psalm 90 is asking, who knows the power of thy anger? This is God. This is God. A holy God. Who never can deal with my sins, who never will accept my sins. Oh, when I see the reality of God's holy wrath against my sin, I need a shelter, isn't it? I need a hiding place. And this is where Psalm 91 is speaking about. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And then in verse 4, it's another image about that refuge. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. O children, you can imagine, you know this image, isn't it? You have seen it, I think. For example, we can imagine from a bird, let me say, for example, a hen with her chicks. And they are walking around and they are playing together. And at one moment, there is a danger. And the mother is calling the chicks and all, they come all around and she's spreading their feathers and they are jumping all under her wings. And she closed their wings and they are all safe. Safe. That's the image Psalm 91 is using to take refuge under God's wings. Those vulnerable chicks who are an easy prey for all kind of predators, they find a safe place under their mother's wings. And not only a safe place, children. When the chicks are under the wings of their mother, they are close to the heart of their mother. And they can feel and hear the heartbeats of their mother. Oh, what a beautiful image of this hiding place. Oh, we thought a little bit about God's majesty and about God's righteousness. And can we see any comparison with the wings of a hen or of a bird? But, oh dear congregation, and this is the mighty wonder of the gospel. This is the mighty message of God in His Word. That since, however, He sees our weakness and sins, He did not consider it beneath His dignity to bow down from His heavenly glory and to, by such an image, call us tenderly to Himself. What a mighty image. Oh, God, who is comparing Himself with that tender place, that tender, safe place of all the chicks under the feathers of their mother. Maybe, as one of our children, he says, Pastor, this is beautiful, but, is it really a safe place for every predator under the wings of a hen? Are feathers not weak? Easily they can be broken? Isn't it? Yeah, that's right. But let us go back to the text. And we can find the answer on that question. Because our text speaks, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Oh, this is an other image. A shield and a buckler. It's the same place as the wings and the feathers of the bird. Two words, shield and buckler. What's a shield? Sometimes we think about a shield as a small shield we have on our arms. We can defend ourselves. This does not mean here in this scripture. No, the shield mentioned here in Psalm 91, it's a shield which have such a height that it covers the entire body. You can hide yourself behind that shield against every arrow. And also the word buckler. This is the only place you can find it. And it means something like a surrounding shelter. So It's a safe place. The image given in this fourth verse, it's an hiding place who is really safe for every danger. As we have mentioned already. Let me go to the second point. To hide under those wings. Our text speaks about, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. And if you are familiar with the Hebrew language, you know in the Hebrew language, they are using many times parallelisms. You find them also in the first verse. A parallelism. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So you see some parallelism between a secret place and the shadow of the Almighty. Between dwelling and between abiding. It are different words who are showing us the same thing. But in the Hebrew language, they are many times used to show a little other accent. And that's also the case in our verse 4. And we can say there is also a parallelism in it. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. You can see, these are two images. Cover with feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. But there is a difference, a little difference, but an important difference. Because in the first part of our text, we see, he shall cover thee with his feather. Who's speaking there? That's God. God is the dwelling place, the secret place. He shall cover thee with his feathers. And, the second part, and under his wings shalt thou trust. Here we see who's acting in the second part. That's the believer. That's the believer. By faith, taking refuge under the feathers of his mother. So this is an important point. There is a little difference. There is a difference between what God is doing in faith and what the sinner is doing in faith. And both are explaining what is faith. And that's important. This is an important question for this afternoon. What is faith? What's true belief? It's an important question, isn't it? I start my sermon with this question. Do you have true saving faith or not? Dependent on your answer will be your eternal destination. So it is important to know what's true saving faith. And then our text gives an answer. There is something in a part of what God is doing. He shall cover thee with his feathers. And also a part of a sinner. And under his wings shalt thou trust. Trust. Let us first go to the word trust. It's an important word to explain what's faith. Faith means, in the original language, Hebrew or Greek, it means trust. To trust a word or a promise from another person. I trust what someone says. Trust what someone says. Also, the original word for faith, it means to trust somebody, to entrusting myself to someone, relying on someone, taking refuge in someone, to surrender myself to somebody. Trust. Under thy wings shalt thou trust. Trust. But what we have to trust? That's an important question. What I have to trust? Do I have to trust that I'm a child of God? Do I have to trust the meaning of my pastor? The meaning of my wife about my soul? My husband? No. Verse 4 speaks about his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. His truth. Whose truth? God's truth. And where you can find the truth of God, children? Where? Where you can find God? Do you know that? Where you can find God? Where is God? Oh, I think you will say, God is in heaven. That's right. God is in heaven. But how we can go to heaven? So, on earth, where you can find God? Here. In your Bible. In your Bible. God has revealed himself in our Bible. So when our text is speaking about his truth shall be thy shield and buckler, his truth shall be thy hiding place, faith first of all believes the truth of God revealed in Scripture. The promises of God. Several commentators give that answer. The promises of God. Faith believes God on his word. Why, children? That's also an important question. Why we can believe God's word? It's spoken by God. And he can never lie. He is, as our text said, he is the truth. This is a mighty discovering in the life of every believer, isn't it? Oh, when the Holy Spirit enabled you for the first time to believe the Word of God, you believe that God is true, will never lie. And because of the faithfulness of God, you could surrender your whole, your entire life with all your sins and with all your lost life unto him. That's faith. Faith is trusting the word of God. The promises of God. Then we have to say a little bit more. But I can ask this afternoon, and I shall not do that, to ask you to raise your hands. Who believe the word of God? In catechism class I will do that. And all the hands go up. I said, do you really believe the word of God? Do you really believe the word of God? Well, we have to ask it ourselves. Do you really believe the word of God? What it mean? When you say yes, then do you believe that when you are out of Christ, then I'm on the edge of the eternal damnation. And only in one split second I can be there. Did you ever believe that? You can say, I believe the word of God, but in the same time, don't believe God. If we truly believe the word of God, we believe God as a person. Faith, you have to remember that, faith is to trust God as a person. Faith is a personal relationship between a sinner and God. Do you know God? How you can know God? God has revealed himself in his word. But children, in particular, in his son. In particular, in the Lord Jesus Christ, has God revealed himself. And what is faith? Faith is trusting the word of God because it is the word of God. But in particular, to rely on Christ Jesus and his sacrifice alone. That's faith. Dear congregation, this is a very important thing. And you have to examine yourself, and I too. Did you surrender your entire life to Christ? Do you know Christ? Do you know Jesus? Have you ever met Jesus in the scriptures? And were you allowed by faith to embrace the Lord Jesus? By faith in the scriptures? O congregation, this is not natural. Man by nature, in particular religious people, can talk about Jesus, can sing about Jesus, can hear about Jesus, but to trust him alone and his righteousness alone as the only ground for my salvation. Oh, I have to discover this by the Holy Spirit. Oh, I'm too proud for that. I will rely on everything of myself, on my thoughts, on my choices, on my tears, on my good feelings, or whatever. But to rely on Christ, what it means to die. It means to die on all my self-righteousness. And may I ask you, do you know what I mean? Oh, in particular, that sinners that are looking for God, and they are aware they need a hiding place. Sin became a reality. The power of sin is a reality. And of course you can make your choices, and you did, and you prayed, and you read your Bible, and you tried to change your life. But do you have peace? Do you have peace with God? Did Christ reveal himself to your soul? Oh, congregation. No, you can say, yes, but I have some feelings of love for Jesus. Don't throw them away, but don't make faith of that. Maybe you can say, oh yes, but I like to walk in the ways of God has written, has given in His Word. Don't throw them away, but don't make faith of that. These are only fruits of faith. But faith in His essence is trust, is surrendering. And oh, dear people, this means to die on everything of my own thoughts, on which I thought this can be the way to heaven. But to surrender, to rely on the Lord Jesus alone. This is a mighty wonder when the Holy Spirit reveals Christ in a sinner's life. Who thought, I'm really a lost sinner. I can change my heart and I can make faith, Lord. I would like to trust You. Young people, when I was in the Netherlands before I was a pastor, I remember I got an email from a girl. I think she was 17 years. And she wrote me, oh, I would like to surrender my whole life to Christ. But I don't know how. Can you understand it? Can you understand it? Oh, to trust Christ, to surrender my entire life unto Him with all my sins, with all my debts, with all my guilt, to believe Christ and His sacrifice. That's faith. That's faith. And oh, congregation, that can be a little faith, a small faith. Oh, that can be a moment in your life and you will never forget it. That there was really that faith, that surrendering. You will never forget. When out of the Word and the promises of God, you have seen the Lord Jesus. And it was your only hope for eternity. And you had the peace with God and you had the joy. But maybe a day later, you were in the midst of the battle and Satan was coming back, fighting against you. How it can be that you say, I am saved? He was asking you. Oh, congregation, this is all many times the practical life of the believer. That small faith, it needs to be exercised. Yes. It needs to be exercised in the daily dealings with God in Christ and with His Word. It needs to be exercised in the spiritual battle to discover more deeply who I am and still be people of God. Isn't it right? But in the same time to discover who is Christ and who He is, and still He is the same. And therefore you can say with the Apostle Paul, I am crucified with Christ Jesus. And not I'm alive, but Christ, He lives in me. He is my only hope and my only expectation. Whatever people will say. That's faith. But it needs to be exercised. It needs to be strengthened. Also by the preaching of God's Word and by the administering of the sacrament. Oh, the wonderful thing of faith, of saving faith. Oh, on that moment, When I first believed, John Newton is singing his song, you know. That moment, you are saved. All your sins are forgiven for eternity. You are righteous in the sight of God. And you have a right for heaven. Oh yes, you are adopted as God's sons. And because you have received the spirit of adoption who cries, Abba, Father. You are heirs with God and heirs with Christ. Oh, this mighty wonder of faith. But let me go to the third thought. And this was another the question. But who may take refuge in this shelter? For whom is that shelter? Now you maybe say, Pastor, this is a strange question. Isn't it? Isn't it? Do you say, oh yes, it's for me? Or many church people speaks in that way, you know? But if you know a little bit of your own heart, if you know a little bit of your own unworthiness, if you see a little bit of the truth of your old nature, I'm sure there will be the question, oh Lord, is that saving place a place for me? Then it is not logic how it can be such a holy God and such an unholy sinner. Who is only be accepted by faith? It's such a difference, isn't it? So, this question is important. How to answer? Before I answer, would you like to know the answer? Are people here in church or listening at home who say, oh, is there a place for me? Is there a place for me under God's wings? A hiding place for eternity. Dear young people, is it your prayer? Was it your prayer before you came to church? Oh Lord, may I know that there is also a hiding place for me. May I hide myself in thee. What I have to say. For whom is a hiding place? For whom is a shelter? For all of them who are in danger. Who need a shelter? Oh, congregation. If you need a shelter this afternoon, here it is. Here it is. Here you can find the hiding place. Who's that hiding place? Who's that hiding place? Who are the wings of God? Who it is? It's Christ and His righteousness, His sacrifice on Calvary. His righteousness, the wing, the shelter. It's God in Christ. And for whom is that hiding place? Let me say the answer the Lord Jesus was given Himself. You can find the answer in Matthew chapter 23. Verse 37. The Lord Jesus, He is in front of Jerusalem. And He looks to the beautiful city with His beautiful temple. The place of religion. And then He cried, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, Thou that killest the prophets and stones them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings. This is the Lord Jesus in front of religious people. And you are all religious people, therefore you came to church this afternoon. And the Lord Jesus, He is in front of you into His Word. And He is speaking to you. How often would I have gathered thy children together? Oh, dear people, the Lord Jesus is inviting people, sinners, youth, until the most oldest one of us. He is inviting sinners to take refuge under His wings. Not tomorrow, but just now. Or do you have another place? Maybe you think, ah, Pastor, I would like to think about this. Oh, well, that's what Satan will say. He say tomorrow. But Christ, He was weeping before Jerusalem. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings? What would be your answer? Or maybe here is someone who says, Pastor, but is it so easy? Is it so easy? When I see the reality of my life, oh, I'm not fitting on that place. Then I need first, and you can name a lot of things, you know. Are you not fitting? Who is Christ, who is Jesus inviting under His wings? The people of Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. Sinners. Guilty people. Murderers. Adulterers. People who have nothing to bring to God. But who have to say, oh Lord, is there a place for me, sinner? Like the publican in the temple. Oh God, have mercy upon me, the sinner. Oh, there is a place for sinners under the wings of Christ. Oh, and you cannot be too old, too hard, too cold. But not also too young, or whatever you did, who you are. Jesus is waiting. This is what He said. How often would I have gathered thy children together? That's what He is doing this afternoon. And the question is, did you already come? Took refuge under His wings. You will know that. This will be such a beautiful place to find rest for your souls under Christ's wings. Why? And this is in the first part of the text. He shall cover thee with His feathers. Also God, and this is the both sides of faith we have to distinguish, because we can never separate. Oh, this is the work of God to make people able to trust God, to enable a sinner to surrender himself. I spoke about that girl from the Netherlands. And she had to discover the reality I can't, Lord, in my own strength. I can't. It's not my decision. It's a gift of Thee, O Lord. And you know, man by nature would not accept it. Man by nature would always fight against the sovereignty of God. But for the true Christian, this is the answer on all his questions. Lord, I can't, but Thou art God, and Thou hast promised in this portion, He shall cover thee with His feathers. And such a sinner relies on God in Christ alone. And this is his hope, and this is his expectation. And in that way, he relies on Christ alone. Faith. The congregation, this is the message of this text. And I will ask you again. Do you have faith? Then you are safe. Then you are safe for eternity. Maybe you have to go to in the midst of the battle and all the darkness and all the fights of faith. It's true, I know. But your only trust is the word of God, the promises of God, and Christ is the center of God's promises, and that's your only hope and your expectation, and I can be sure, he will not let go his people who trust him. But if you don't trust Christ, maybe you trust your own faith, maybe you trust to be that you are baptized, or you are a pastor, or an elder, or a deacon, or whatever. And we can do. Let us be honest this afternoon, congregation. Our hearts are so corrupt. It's so easy to try to start to reason with God instead of to trust on Christ and His righteousness alone. And it will never give peace. Steadfastly peace. But when I die to myself and I find rest in Christ, I will have peace in beginning till eternity. And God, He will cover thee with His feathers. Amen. Let us thank the Lord in prayer. Oh Lord, this is the reality of Thy people, to live beneath the shadow of Thy wings, and there their hearts shall be joyful. We thank Thee, Lord, for Thy word. We thank Thee, Lord, for the message. And we pray, that every one of us may come to this knowledge, that surrendering only unto Thee, O Lord Jesus, to die on all my own righteousness, and Thou knowest, Lord, how hard it can be to trust only, to rely only on Thy sacrifice. Lord, but Thou hast promised it, and we have spoken about it. He shall cover thee with His feathers. And may it be only our only expectation, Lord, to expect it from Thee if we don't know the way, how Thou knowest. And Lord, we pray, remember the congregation. Remember the young people, Lord, in their youth. Grant them, Lord, to take refuge under Thy wings. Lord Jesus, that they may know Thee, to find righteousness in Thee alone. And that their lives may be a testimony of Thee alone. Remember the congregation. Remember the consistory. Remember, Lord, our brother, Pastor Proceed, and his family. And bless them. And may they be a blessing. Be with us in the first runs of the Sabbath day. Help us in all our labors which will we have to do tomorrow again. School, at home, our work, or where. Lord, be with us. We pray, forgive all our sins, also in preaching. O Lord, I know our hearts in listening. May our eyes be unto Thee, and that we only may glorify Thy name. O Triune God, Thou art dealing with such sinners as we are in Christ. And our eyes be unto Thee and waiting for Thy second coming. O Lord Jesus, come. Come, we pray, only for Thy name's sake. Amen.